This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Amid sharp criticism from top Republican allies, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The move essentially abandoned Syrian Kurd fighters who were among the best U.S. allies against Islamic State militants. Turkey sees them as terrorists, and the president's move frees Turkish forces to attack the Kurds. He's warning Turkey not to go too far, but sees his move as fulfilling a campaign pledge to bring American troops home from endless war.
There has to be an endgame.
And says the U.S. has done its job.
We defeated ISIS.
But he's facing unusually strong criticism from Republican allies like Lindsey Graham.
ISIS is not defeated, my friend.
Who tells Fox and Friends this all but invites the militants to return. Other Republicans call the president's decision a catastrophic mistake and a disaster. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iraqi President Barham Salas is condemning attacks on anti-government protesters and media after a week of demonstrations and related clashes left more than 100 people dead and 6,000 wounded. He called those committing the violence criminals and enemies and used a televised address Monday to call for a halt to the escalation. The military admitted earlier Monday to using excessive force in confronting protesters in the Sadr City neighborhood of Baghdad. The government took the step of removing security forces from the area and handing over patrols to police. Officials also pledged to hold accountable any member of the security forces who acted wrongly. The protests in Baghdad and in several southern Iraqi cities grew from demands for jobs and improved city services to now calls for to end corruption in the oil-rich company. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Executive Carrie Lam is responding to concerns regarding the ban on people wearing masks.
It takes time for this new piece of legislation to ban the use of masks to have some effect. We will have to closely monitor the situation. I cannot tell you categorically now how, under what circumstances, that we will do extra things, including your inquiry about calling on the central government to help, which of course is provided for under the basic law.
The ban, which took effect Saturday under an emergency law, has led to more anger instead of deterring the anti-government demonstrations. Lam has said she will seek the legislature's backing for the mask ban when it meets next on October the 16th. The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin here in Washington on Thursday. Two sides held their last major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's two top economies. Ethiopian Airlines' former chief engineer filed a whistleblower complaint on the March crash of a Boeing MAX jet. AP correspondent Mike Gracio reports.
A former top employee of Ethiopian Airlines has filed a whistleblower complaint with regulators in which he says someone got into maintenance records that should have been locked one day after the March crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jet that killed all 157 people on board. Jonas Yeshenu resigned as Ethiopian Airlines chief engineer this summer. He's seeking asylum in the United States, in part because he says speaking out against the government-owned airline can lead to imprisonment.
If you are in jail, mean you will be beaten. You will be tortured.
Yeshenu also tells the Associated Press Ethiopian Airlines mechanics are overworked and pressed to take shortcuts, and pilots fly on too little rest and not enough training. I'm Mike Gracia.
Some newborn babies are being moved out of a hospital in the state of Pennsylvania here in the U.S., where a bacterial infection has infected a number of infants, and three of them have died. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn picks up the story.
Doctors at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania, are racing to determine the source of a waterborne germ. It's linked to infections in eight babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and three have died. Now the hospital's moving some preemies and expectant mothers to other facilities while it looks for the source of the Pseudomonas bacteria. Since the cultures from water and surfaces in the NICU are all negative, the hospital has changed its chlorination and filtration procedures until it can find the source of the germ. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.